Eduyos, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Dalet. Heid, Reb Tzadik, Al Zoichelen, Shekilchon, Ba'alei Egois. Reb Tzadik said over an Edus, also a Maisa that Kaniru was a Sofik, and it had to be Gepaskind with a special Hero from the Sanhedrin HaGodl. Zoichelen, we introduced in the last Mishnah, is water that's flowing. It's not kosher as a mikveh. It's kosher because it's mei mayon. The shiloh over here was that it pulled together, it gathered in a ale egois, in a, the klipo chitzoino of a walnut. Maybe it wasn't such a small walnut, maybe it was a bigger, more like a coconut. So it can be used as a kli, in which case the water would then be considered postal to be toivu. One of the prerequisites of mei mayon is that it's coming straight from the source. That's why it's kosher b'zechel, and even though it's flowing, it doesn't have to be pooled in one place. This is not a kli. This is not called that it's not pooled. But you can hear where there would be a mokum to say, oh, it's gathered together in something. So it's like a mikveh, but the water be'etzem is in a state of flowing. So really, it's nifsal from being kosher for tefillah. Maisa hoya ba holyo. There was a place ahoya. There was such a story. There was a sofik. Uba maisa lefnei lishkas nagozes. They had to take the maisa all the way. When it says lefnei lishkas nagozes l'cher, what it means to say is in front of the Sanhedrin hagodl that sat in the lishkas nagozes. Vichshiru. They held that that's not a stoppage in the water being considered mayim chayim. The other way they explain, which some rishonim do, is that the shalos over here is not legabe zoichlin of a mikveh, but it's a gabi Hashem mayim chayim to be used as mayim to be mixed together with Eifer Parah. The sprinkling of the Eifer Parah had to be done together with mayim chayim, and that also you can't be mafkir the Hashem mayim chayim. Mishnah hey, the Bishuah of Reb Yochum Ish Hodor. Bishuah is a name that we have all over Shas. Reb Yochum Ish Hodor is not. Now, what it means when it says Ish is that he was the Adam Gadol in that place. I haven't heard of Hodor. But the edus that they brought down was al kolol shel chatos shenesone al gabi sheretz. Kolol is some type of an obscure word. It's like a kad, the Rav brings. The Rambam Pirushim Mishnayis explains it. It's related to other words that are used, that type of thing. You look in the Targum, v'kado al shichmo by Rivko, being discovered by Eliezer by the well. She had her kad, her pitcher on her shoulder. Vikuloso al ksefa, so kolol similar to that word, so it's a pitcher. It's a pitcher that's used for mechatos, for sprinkling of meporo on those that are tome meis, to be mitire them. And it was put nesone al gabi sheretz. It was, I wouldn't say they put it down, but it somehow it was on top or it's touching sheretz shemeis. The Shemesh Shemesh should be metame the Kalicheres, except that we've had earlier in the Masechta and all over Shas that a Kalicheres is metame only from the inside of the Kli, not from the outside. A Kalicheres has no shame Kli legabi the Migavoi. The shame Kli is in the Kli Kibbutz, therefore it's only metame if it touches inside or the ear space of inside. It's a Chiddush HaKro. So, that being said, Be'etzem, the Kli is not tame. There's no reason why the Eifer Parah should be disqualified. However, the Mishnah is coming out with an Eidus over here from Bishur and Reb Yochum Ish Hodor that it's Tomei. And the reason for that is that there's an extra halacha, even if it's not Tomei, by the parasha of Eifer Parah Adumah, V'osa Vishtor is Eifer Parah V'niach. It says, B'mokum Tohor. There's a halacha prerequisite. The Eifer should be placed in a jug, in a mokum Tohor. What does it mean, a mokum Tohor? What's a mokum Tohor? A mokum is Mekabel Tumah. A mokum Tohor means a place which is Shomur from Tumah. A place that's touching a source of Tumah cannot be considered a Mokum Shomer. That's the disqualification again. It's a unique halacha legabi Eifer Parah. So Reb Elezer didn't recognize this. Sure, Reb Elezer Mitaira came along the Sanhedrin, and this was the Eidus, and that's the halacha. Heid Rav Papias. Rav Papias is a Tana that we have in, again, selected Mekoimus. Al Misha Nozar Shtei Nezirois. This is a halacha in Hilchos Nezirus. Somebody was noizer two terms in Nezirus. Stam Nezirus is Shloshim Yoim. Person should have to prav a Nezirus with all the halachas, bring the requisite kabbalah, the bimigalech, the saharis, and then prav another 30 days. But over here, he tried to be mekatzer into less time. So in order to be Yoytze Shtei Nezius, what he did was in Gilach So Shani Yom Shloshim, he was Megaleach himself on the 30th day. Shemegaleach Hashniya Yom Shishim. We have a klal in different areas on Alchem Mikzas Hayom Kekula Legabi Avelus Vachmonos on other places. Over here also, 30 day Nezirus. If he's Megaleach on day 30, that would be enough. And he's Yoytze Dei Chavasai. The Chiddush over here is that even though he used the Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi to finish off the first term, he could also use it at the beginning of his second term. He now started growing here for term number 2. So, therefore, day number 60, you ready? On day number 30 is day number 1. What he should really be doing is he should be starting on day 31 and finishing on Mikta Sayyem of day 60. He shouldn't be cutting day 30 on both ends. But Maisa, the Mishnah says over here, this is his Chiddush. That's the lechatchil of him. Gilach yem shishim choso echon on day 59. What he did was he pulled day 30 on both ends. Yotzo, sheyem shloshim oyloy min haminyan. That was his chiddush.